Hey, C3 family, we're in the book of 1 John on this Tuesday, chapter 1. The author of 1 John is John, the brother of James. You remember James and John, the disciples? Peter, James, and John were Jesus' inner circle. This is that James. He was the brother of John. They were the sons of a man named Zebedee, a fisherman, if you remember back in the Gospels. They were called the sons of thunder, James and John were. This is the same John who wrote the Gospel of John, the disciple, who also wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, as we're in now, and probably more than likely the book of Revelation. So he wrote a lot of the books of the New Testament, probably 5 of them. This is the same man, if you remember back to the Gospels, that called himself the one that Jesus loved. Now, something interesting as I was studying this that I realized, and I think I'd read this before but never really registered with me, is this John may have been a first cousin of Jesus. And interestingly, as that probably or very likely could be what John the Baptist was, also a first cousin of Jesus. We know he was related to Jesus. And the reason that this book was written, really there's two purposes. First of all, the same that we've just been reading about with 2 Peter and Jude, is to expose false teachers. Obviously, towards the end of the first century, a lot of false teaching had made its way into the churches. But something else that he wrote this for is to assure his readers of their salvation. There was so much talk out there, so much false theology out there, in which people started to doubt their salvation, and he actually addresses that here in chapter 1. I want to read the intro to you, and then we'll get to that part about him assuring people of their salvation. It says, "That which was from the beginning," this is Jesus it's talking about, "which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life." And word is capitalized here. This is Jesus it's talking about. "The life appeared," that's Jesus, "we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us." All of this is still talking about Jesus. "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete." And then we see throughout the book of 1 John, him writing about contrasting things or contrasting ideas. In this first chapter, he contrasts light and darkness, and he contrasts sin and forgiveness. If I go down to verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." We're to walk in God's light, and we're to be a light. I say to my kids all the time when I'm leaving them, go be a light today. And then verse 9 gives us the gospel in a nutshell here. Verse 9, this would be a great verse for you to memorize. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." I think most of the time that I teach this verse, I have people underline or say out loud the word "all." One of the deceptions of Satan is to convince us that there are specific sins that we have committed that are unforgivable. The Bible makes very clear that is not the case. He takes all sin away from us when we ask for his forgiveness and give our lives over to him. So I hope this is an encouraging chapter for you today, assuring you of your salvation if you've made a commitment to follow Jesus. Be back again tomorrow for 1 John chapter 2.